Hangout with Heather is brought to you by David Gilson Hair, Meraki Aesthetics, and Vita Fusion, because everyone deserves to look and feel their very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather. On Niche Radio. This is a Niche Radio podcast.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, it's Friday, I mean, so that's a reason to celebrate. And this weekend is actually a relatively chilled one. Last weekend was super busy. This weekend's a little bit more chilled. But don't worry, I have got some of the best upcoming events in the next couple of weeks to share with you. You want to make sure that you've got your pen and paper, you've got your diary. If you're like me, you have an old school diary. You can write everything in and make notes of the coolest events going on in and around South Africa. Let's kick off. I've also got two competitions at the end of the podcast, so stick around for those two brand new competitions. You don't want to miss out. Now, if you love bubbles like I love bubbles, you will want to get your hands on a bottle of the totally spring-inspired Nicolas Fallet Champagne, the number one selling champagne in France and the third biggest selling champagne brand in the world, who have just unveiled their latest spring edition of the Reserve Exclusive Brut Rosé, which is inspired by the famous Sakura or cherry blossom season in Japan, which literally sees all the cherry blossom trees flowering and presenting this absolutely incredible pink carpet on the floor, and the trees are absolutely stunning. And the team from Nicolas Fallet have actually brought the cherry blossoms combined with the blue sky into the design on their latest bottle, and it is perfect for spring. It is a pomegranate pink bubbly, which is with a delicious cavalcade of red currant and raspberry notes and a hint of strawberries. It's fresh and vibrant, and it's perfect for sipping outdoors, taking on a picnic, enjoying with Japanese cuisine. And the bottle itself is just stunning and worth actually hanging onto. In fact, I think if I got my hands on one of these bottles, I probably would not be able to open it. It is just that pretty. You can get your Nicolas Fallet Champagne Secura Edition Reserve exclusive rosé now nationally for around 780 rand at local suppliers. Happy popping, happy sipping, happy spring. I feel like spring is finally in the air. Next weekend is the Appetite Fest, which is going to be taking place at the Times Square Arena at Menlyn Main from the 13th to the 15th of September. This is one of the highlights of the year, and Appetite Fest I'm Cooking With workshops are going to give foodie enthusiasts the chance to cook alongside their favorite celebrity chefs. Local celeb chefs like Bertus Besson, Master Chefs Australia Shannon Bennett and Sashi Chilia, Siba's going to be there, Sarah Graham's going to be there. You don't want to miss out. There's going to be craft brewers and distillers. There's going to be artisanal food producers, premium drink brands. There's a kiddies corner. There's going to be gourmet food trucks. So much to do. This is their second year. It was a smash hit last year, and I'm so looking forward to Appetite Fest this year. Tickets are now available on can'tbeticket.com, or of course, don't forget, everything that I chat about on the show is available to look at on my website as well, heatherhook.com. So if you miss a time or a price or something, you can head on over to heatherhook.com. Another date to diarize, and one that I'm looking forward to, if you love reading and you love literary word, then you'll want to make sure that you get yourself to the Parkwoods Literary Festival, which is going to be taking place this year on Heritage Day, Tuesday the 24th of September, in Tyrone Avenue in Parkview. Parkwoods offers a fun, fascinating one-day program of events for adults and children, beginning at 9:30 in the morning and running until 9 at night. Entrance is completely and utterly free of charge. This is hosted by the Parkview Residents Association and celebrates the talents of a number of local prominent authors, journalists, and academics who live in the suburb of Parkview and surrounds. And book lovers can enjoy informal literary and topical talks and debates in which participants can dissect serious and not so serious issues. There's going to be a ton of local authors around for kids. There's going to be some readings from new books by acclaimed local authors, little Frida's book cart, a hot air balloon photo booth, and Mbongi Works' amazing wire car. Youngsters can also be on the lookout for the Gruffalo, Where's Wally, Maisie Spot, and Peter Rabbit. Attendees are requested to bring along used books to the library and other drop-off points for the library to resell to raise funds for new books, and kids are invited to sell their purchase second-hand books with 20% of profits going to the Parkview Library to buy more books. And self-published authors are also encouraged to sell their books as well. You can email info@parkview.org.za to find out how to get your hands on a stand. There's going to be eats, there's going to be refreshments, there's going to be loads to do. So get yourself all booked out. Find out more on parkview.org.za. Now, if you love good food, and I do, and if you've got a sweet tooth, I'm not really such a sweet tooth person, but I know a lot of people who do. And if you love nibbles and treats and all things sweet and yummy, MasterChef Australia 2017 runner-up Ben Ungerman is going to be hosting a series of dessert degustation masterclasses at the Capsicum Culinary Studio campuses in both Pretoria and Boksburg this month. These are going to be hands-on workshops where you're going to get hands-on with Ben and some of his incredible creations. Strawberry balsamic ice cream with goat's cheese and basil. Hello. Layer Dutch spice cake, a deconstructed carrot cake. There's a forest log with dark chocolate and truffle. It sounds incredible. In fact, I've actually just made myself hungry. The first two of these hands-on workshops, all of which will be from 6 till 8, will be taking place on Monday, September the 16th, and Tuesday, September the 17th in Pretoria, followed by two classes at Capsicum's Boksburg branch on Monday, September the 23rd, and again on Heritage Day, Tuesday, September the 24th. You just don't want to miss this. The costs are 580 Rand per person and include all your ingredients, as well as a sit-down with Ben Ungerman at the end of the class to enjoy the desserts created. It's only 20 people per class, so do make sure that you book on cricket.co.za, or of course everything is available on my website. If you love a good laugh, and I think sometimes in this country we need a good laugh, given what's been going on the last week or so, I believe in getting some good belly exercise, and I think I'm going to do that when Stars from the Apollo hits the Teatro at Monte Cassino on the 20th and the 21st of September. This comedy special is going to feature A-class international comedians, Amos Gill, Mike Wilmot, Simon Evans, who have all performed on the elite Apollo Theatre stage in London. And the original series, Live at the Apollo, is one of the UK's most prestigious comedy shows, with only comedians of the highest quality performing on stage. And it is a super achievement to be invited to play on this bill at the Hammersmith Apollo Arena. A household name in SA, comedian and radio presenter Darren Simpson will be officiating the series, and it promises to be an absolute hoot. Tickets range from 250 Rand and are available on CompuTicket. The show, of course, carries a PG language age restriction, as all comedy shows do, and starts at 8 p.m. That is the 20th and the 21st of September. You want to check out Stars from the Apollo. Now, we are literally 2 months to go until one of my favorite shows of the year opens its curtains. Yep, you guessed it. It's pantomime time. And this year's panto is going to be Jack and the Beanstalk, and it's going to be on stage at the Mandela stage, at the Joburg Theatre, and is absolutely not to be missed. The season runs from November the 2nd to December the 22nd, 2019, and tickets are now on sale from 225 Rand each, with fantastic group discounts available as well. I am looking forward to this. Janice Honeyman pulls up the stops every single year. I laugh until I cry. And I also get to see some of our incredible local talent doing amazing things. So Casper de Fris is on stage. Yeah. Lelo Ramasimong, who played the role of Shug Avery in The Color Purple recently and is also a finalist on The Voice, is going to be taking on the role of the good fairy Gorgeous Gugu. And the role of Jack the Jawler brings back multi-talented young actress Zolani Shangasi to the stage. There's a whole bunch of other local actors that are going to be involved as well, and this looks absolutely hysterical. I'm just looking at the pictures from the they did like a dress sort of fitting and whatever. It looks really good, I must say. Jack and the Beanstalk, of course, presented by Joburg Theatre and Bernard Jay in association with Mnet, Jacaranda and Your Family. As I said, November 2nd to December 22nd, tickets are now on sale from 225 Rand. And you can give the box office a call, 0861 670 670, or visit joburgtheatre.com. Sticking with Joburg Theatre, Joburg Ballet are going to be bringing the iconic Giselle Ballet, which is certainly one of my favorites, to life at Joburg Theatre from Friday the 4th to Sunday the 13th of October in association with the Joburg Philharmonic Orchestra. This is certainly a heart-wrenching story of love, so powerful that it reaches from beyond the grave. And the ballet's exquisite dancing lays bare a tale of passion, betrayal, and forgiveness with one of the greatest of all ballerina roles at its center. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps just speaking about it. I'm really, really looking forward to this. So Giselle is going to be opening at Joburg Theatre on Friday the 4th of October for 10 performances only and ending on Sunday the 13th of October. The Joburg Philharmonic Orchestra, of course, will be accompanying them, and Joburg Ballet, of course, offers its usual range of affordable ticket options to see Giselle, including 50% off on opening night, which is 4th of October, and two budget-priced morning matinees with seats valued at 110 Rand each, and discounts, of course, for pensioners and groups on all shows. Tickets start at 110 Rand, they go up to 523 Rand, and can be purchased online on joburgtheatre.com. Now, of course, I promised you competitions. I love a good competition. As you know, I like to give things away. And who doesn't want to win? I am delighted to have 5 sets of double tickets valued at 540 Rand each to give away to see one of SA's favorite leading men with a voice like an angel. Jonathan Rocksmith is going to be on stage at the Pitaterin Theatre doing an incredible show called Lenny, Andrew, Steve and Me, which is an evening celebrating the music and lyrics of theatre titans Leonard Bernstein, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Stephen Sondheim. This one-of-a-kind show takes the audience through the elements of what makes the perfect musical, something all three composers have successfully contributed to and refined through their work musically and structurally. It's just Jonathan on stage with a microphone, wowing you with his incredible voice with some of the best songs on the planet. I'm looking forward to this. He's also really funny. He's got like a really tongue-in-cheek sort of humor and style, and he's been overseas for the last year. So if you love Jonathan Rocksmith, you want to make sure that you've got your tickets booked to see Lenny, Andrew, Steve, and Me taking place on the stage at Pitaterin's Theatre. So I've got 5 sets of tickets valued at 540 Rand each to give away. You need to make sure you head on over to my website, that you click on the competitions tab and you click on the Lenny, Andrew, Steve and Me post. You need to comment at the bottom and let me know where the show is taking place and why you deserve to win. Tickets are not transferable and may not be redeemed for cash. And tickets are for the opening evening of 13th of September only. Make sure you enter. Now, I'm delighted, of course, I spoke about Appetite Fest a little bit earlier. I am delighted to have tickets, again, 5 sets of double tickets, valued at 350 Rand per set to give away to Friday the 13th of September's opening show only. Yep, you got to go on Friday the 13th of September, no other day, and you really, really don't want to miss out on this. This year's Appetite Fest promises to be bigger and better than last year. I spoke quite a lot about all who's going to be there. The MasterChef Australia judges are going to be there, Gary, George and Matt, and some of the contestants as well from MasterChef. And it's an exciting platform to explore tastes, flavors, sights and sound that make living in South Africa super good. There's loads to do for young and old, and to stand a chance to win one of 5 sets of double tickets to attend Appetite Fest on the 13th of September, you need to, of course, head on over to Heather Hook, click on the competitions tab and click on the Appetite Fest competition and comment below the post and let me know where Appetite Fest is being hosted and what you want or what you would want to do most if you want a set of tickets. So there's loads of things on the go. What would you like to do? Competition closes Tuesday, 11th of September. Tickets are not transferable and can only be used on Friday, the 13th of September. Yeah, go and enter. Of course, my Born to Perform Shine competition is still running. My Rock of Ages tickets competition is still running. There is loads to do. Make sure you head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and get engaged. That's it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you next week. Enjoy an incredible weekend ahead. Whatever you do, be safe. And I hope that you got some incredible things to do in the upcoming weeks. Yeah, a couple of weeks. And things to make sure that you have in your diary. I'll be back with you next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.